Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm really excited to watch this offense operate this year. I know a lot of the free agency focus was on the defensive side of the ball. The first players, two of the first three players that they drafted were defensive players. The very first player that they drafted this year was a defensive player. There has been a very much a defense focus from the Texans this offseason. And then when we even get to the offense itself, we think about C.J. Stroud. We think about them trading for Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon. And of course, Cade Stover sounds like Nick Caserio's favorite draft pick. We'll get to favorite draft picks a little bit later on in the show. But I feel like the guy that people don't really talk about enough, because, I mean, it is further down the ladder, but we spend so much time on this program talking about this team, I feel like maybe he should get talked about enough. It's one offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick.
Okay? You ever watch Bobby?
Now, keep in mind, Bobby Slowick came into this job last year relatively unknown, or not necessarily like super highly regarded or heralded. He was a first-time offensive coordinator, first-time play caller. He himself was supposed to be a question mark for the Texans. Rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, rookie offensive play caller. And lo and behold, it goes out. They go out there and it works out for everybody, right? DeMeco Ryans is in the running for coach of the year. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, we know, offensive rookie of the year. I think Bobby Slowick was in the mix for assistant coach of the year as well. And he obviously did some job interviews for head coach. Got himself a raise from the McNairs with the Texans to stay here. And then you look up quietly, or maybe not so quietly, the Texans went out there and got some more weapons. Traded for Joe Mixon, traded for Stephon Diggs. I am excited about watching this offense play. I was also excited listening to Pat McAfee stroke a little bit of Bobby Slowick and Nick Caserio's ego when Nick Caserio joined him on the Pat McAfee show earlier in the week.
Don't you think in protest of nobody hiring Slowick as a head coach, you should maybe not let him coach this year? Ooh. Just because the NFL is screwing this guy? He should be a head coach somewhere. He's
right
not
now.
Supposed to be back with C.J. Stroud. He's supposed to be gone. You guys need to take a stand. Don't let that man on the sideline for the good of football.
We'll lock him in his office, I guess, and not let him call plays. But
perfect. No,
all right.
Perfect.
Deal. Write it down.
Deal. I like just two games a year. Two games a year. Yep. I think you should take a protest. Make it the Indianapolis Colts. You obviously assumed he was gone. I assume everybody did down there.
Well, you never know. I mean, Bobby is a bright coach. He's very well respected. He interviewed for multiple teams, and deservedly so. I mean, Bobby's going to be a head coach here at some point. So we're just grateful that we have him for another year, for however long it is. And it's great to work with Slo and the rest of the offensive staff and the coaching staff on a day-to-day basis.
Bobby's going to be a head coach here at some point. Good to have him here for another year. Here's my
Dang it, Bobby.
Man, here's my question that I want to pose to the people and to you, Spo. It feels like, maybe just kind of just went without saying, but it feels like if everything goes correctly, if everything goes the way Texans fans and maybe even the Texans themselves anticipate that it's going to go, this should 100% be Bobby Slowick's last season as the Texans offensive coordinator.
I mean, maybe. I think you would have said the same thing about Ben Johnson, and he's still in Detroit. So,
yeah.
I mean, some of it is just circumstance and what teams are looking for. I didn't think that, like, Bobby Slowick would have been like a home run hire last year. I mean, when you consider that it was the first year that he had the job.
Yeah.
That's not a whole lot of experience. And the guys that got Was there a coach who got a head coach job over him that you're like, oh no, that should have definitely been Slowick? Maybe Dave Canales. Maybe that might have been the only one.
Yeah, they would have been similarly situated.
Yeah, so I don't like sit here and say that it's a travesty that Bobby Slowick didn't get a job.
There's a lot of shucking and jiving there with Pat McAfee.
But he also wasn't perfect last year, and I think that's important to note. Like, he's got some room for growth.
Yes,
They ran the ball way too much. They were not good at running the ball, yet they continued to try to establish it. You saw what they did in that last Colts game of the season. That was not a great Bobby Slowick game because they kept trying to run the ball. They kept trying and trying and trying, where they had Nico Collins basically anytime they wanted him.
Yeah.
And yet they did not. That game was a whole lot closer than it should have been when you consider that they had no answers, the Colts did, for Nico Collins. He could have had 20 catches in that game. Gus Bradley was not going to adjust anything with how they were going to cover him, yet they still kept on trying to run the ball and establish the run. Like, that's the one thing that Bobby Slowick needs to get away from this year, especially if they can't do it. Like, you can still run the ball, but you should not be, when you have C.J. Stroud, you should not be 50-50 run pass on early downs. You need to be 60-40 at worst.
And see, last year I felt like Bobby had enough of an excuse as the first year guy, but now he's got all of this hype. Bobby Slowick's got to cook. Bobby's got to cook. All right, that there is no doubt about it. Bobby Slowick 100% going into year two with all the hype that's surrounding him now, which I think is tied to C.J. Stroud's success, and obviously, you know, Bobby Slowick had something to do with that. But there are no excuses now. You have the year under your belt, the success from that year under your belt, the head coaching interviews that you've done, the weapons that you've now added to the team. You do hope that the offensive line is healthier and more productive. To me, Bobby Slowick 100% has to go out there and cook. I thought that was interesting that Nick Caserio basically kind of indicated, hey, man, we don't expect this guy to be a long-timer around here.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.